Like ourselves here in Donegal, focused very much on Championship up and running. A game last night and three other games this weekend, and more first round games again next weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. I suppose, like Donegal Tyrone, we'd certainly have preferred to have been still involved in the All-Ireland title race. And I suppose
I'd be giving out about the fact that there was no Championship football.
Exactly, yes, exactly. But at the same time, there is that sort of, even though the club championship has started, there is that sort of envious look southward to the fact that Mayo are now in the All-Ireland final, awaiting the winners of Dublin and Kerry. And while that game is going on tomorrow, obviously the full focus will be on the club championship. And we have got quite a good line-up of games. Kilkenny last night defeated Galway, an expected win for them. But I suppose the big game in terms of how competitive is likely to be this weekend, I think will be the meeting of Eden Dark and Arbow. Now, that's actually this evening in Pomeroy. Now, I suppose Eden Dark obviously have Niall Morgan and Darren McCurry, who will spearhead their challenge. But I think Arbow are sort of been the perennial also-rans in the championship over this past couple of years, and that's not a position that they'd be like to be in, because I suppose they're considered as one of the aristocrats of Tyrone football. But at the same time, they have a couple of very good minor teams who have come through from the past couple of years, so there could be a team to watch. And obviously then tomorrow's big game is the one between Dromore and Strabane. It's in Killyclacker tomorrow evening. Now Dromore are raging hot favourites to win that one, and indeed our hot favourites to maybe go all the way and win the O'Neill Cup.
Yeah, I have seen that during the week, actually. The more the favourites with the bookies. I was a little surprised at that.
Yeah, it's a funny one, because, and maybe even more ironically, is the fact that Chillick, who are the champions, haven't won the title last year, and surprising circumstances, I suppose, they're not really considered one of the front runners as well. But I think it's down to a number of factors, and probably the two key ones is that over this past couple of years, Dromore have been maybe a wee bit unlucky not to have come through and reached the latter stages. Like Oma beat them with a late goal 2 years ago in 2014, when the St Enda's went on to win it. And then last year they were playing Killyclacker, Dromore were playing Killyclacker, and again got off to a terrible start, but came back into the game and really could have won it at the finish. So even though maybe they haven't won the title, I think now since 2011, they're still a team that possesses a very strong core of, you know, young and old players.
Yeah, because they've gone through a bit of a transition, have they?
They have. Well, I suppose they've brought in players like, you know, obviously Niall Sludden, Ronan McNabb, Rory Sludden, players like that there. And they have kind of maybe taken over the mantle that was carried for so many years by the likes of Ryan McMenamin and Colin McCullough and players like that, who maybe are taking a slightly less central role in their fortunes this year than maybe might have been the case over this past couple of years.
And tell me about Strabane.
Yeah, well, Strabane under Paller McNulty, I suppose, like the bottom number of teams in the top flight, they're going to be sort of thinking more about securing their survival in that division. So I can't really see, obviously they've still got, you know, a number of good players and they have been up in Division 1 for 2 or 3 years at this stage, but I can't really see them making any big shapes against Dromore. Maybe more so because of the fact of who they're playing as opposed to their own abilities. I think just this is going to be a step too far for them.
And anyway, just finally before we let you go, Alan, in terms of the championship, we mentioned Dromore as the favourites and the team to watch, not only for this tomorrow evening's game, but for the championship in general. Who else are seen as the runners?
Well, I suppose the four other runners who you might be probably going to be talking about are the five other runners. Carrickmore, obviously, are a team that always poses a very big challenge in the Tyrone Championship, even though they haven't won the title for 11 years now at this stage. But the other teams, and ironically, they're probably all in action next weekend. You've Killyclaher and Errigal Kieran. Killyclaher obviously reached the final last year, beaten by Tullock. They beat Errigal Kieran in the first round last year. Errigal Kieran, like any team that has the likes of Peter Hart on board, is going to be very difficult to beat. So they're going to be smarting, and that's probably the game off the first round. Clonoe, this is their centenary year. They won the league last year. They've been champions on a couple of occasions. They play Oma. Now, the O'Rahillys, I suppose, are missing a couple of players, so that's going to be another big game.
Is Damien Cassidy still with Clonoe?
Damien Cassidy still with them, yeah. And like they're, but they're missing. They have a couple of injuries. They have a couple of players that have maybe left. But they still have the likes of Conor McAlisky there, Tyrone Mann, who's going to be a big addition to any team. So those are the kind of the four or five teams. You know, if you look, the winners will come out of Clonoe, Oma, Killyclaher, Errigal Kieran, Dromore, obviously, and Carrickmore, and anything outside of that. And I know I'm totally writing off Trillick here as champions, but I can't see Trillick coming to retain the title. I think it's too big an ask for them, but who knows?